It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Tomorrow marks the 60th anniversary of a watershed moment in the civil rights movement. The scene? A Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. The players? Four black college students who decided to go into that store, sit at the counter, and refuse to move until they were served. That act of bravery is memorialized at the National Center for Civil and Human Rights in Atlanta. An interactive exhibit takes a visitor through a multi-sensory experience of what these four students went through. Visitors sit at a lunch counter with a pair of headphones and listen to this.
You hear that? That's gonna be you, boy. That's gonna be you, boy. If you don't leave now!
That Woolworth lunch counter moment would just a few weeks later inspire a group of high school students in North Carolina to hold a sit-in of their own in a drugstore. They became known as the Chapel Hill Nine. Speaking to WUNC in 2017, David Mason, one of the surviving members of that group, talked about his experience.
My greatest fear was not being able to restrain myself in case someone would spit on me. I think I could take a punch, but I could not take being spit on.
Ultimately, the commitment by both protests led to the desegregation of the Woolworth lunch counter on July 25th, 1960. To commemorate the 60th anniversary of these moments, the Center for Civil and Human Rights is offering free admission tomorrow in Atlanta. And stay tuned to Morning Edition this coming month as we continue to look back on the people and moments that shaped American history. A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. This is GPB.